Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something really interesting. We're going beyond, the usual WordPress is for blogs thing, and we're going to uncover how it's being used to build some seriously impressive applications.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might be surprised to learn that it's not just about, slapping a theme on a website. This is about architecting powerful digital experiences.
Right.
My curiosity, well, I was really piqued by this article about Simply Learn's approach.
Okay.
They're using WordPress for their front end, but then get this, a custom React backend for their whole e-learning platform.
Interesting.
Yeah, it made me wonder, like, who else is using this kind of hybrid setup and why?
Yeah, it's a smart question, and you're right to be curious. I've seen this trend growing for a while now, and it makes sense, really, from a software development perspective.
So we're talking about like building with WordPress, not just on it. Like WordPress is just one layer of the cake.
Exactly. It's all about leveraging the best tool for the job, right? WordPress, it excels at content management, presentation, that sort of thing. But when you have complex functionality, like, Simply Learn's learning platform, then a robust custom backend is really key. They're applying this principle called separation of concerns.
Separation of concerns. Okay, break that down for me. What does that mean in this context?
Okay, so think of it like this. Imagine trying to, let's say, redesign your website's look and feel, but at the same time, you're trying to update your, product database.
Oh, a nightmare.
It would be a nightmare. Exactly. Separation of concerns keeps those things, cleanly separated. So WordPress handles the look, the content, the design, all that. And the custom backend handles the, let's say, the workings, so to speak, user data, complex logic, integrations with other systems.
So it's like WordPress is the storefront, beautifully designed, easy to navigate. But behind the scenes, there's this whole other operation handling, like inventory, transactions, logistics, all that stuff.
A great analogy. And the article highlighted some major players who are using this approach, not just Simply Learn. You've got New York Times, Salesforce, Zocdoc. They're all finding really innovative ways to leverage WordPress in their tech stacks.
Wow. That's a powerful vote of confidence for a platform that's often, associated with like simple blogs. So what are the advantages that draw these big names to this hybrid model?
Well, scalability is a big one. WordPress can handle massive amounts of content and users. So as these companies grow, their platforms can, easily scale with them. They also gain flexibility, right? Since the front end and back end are separate, updates and modifications can be made, well, independently.
So they could like completely revamp their website's look without like touching the core functionality or vice versa.
Exactly. It's about agility and future-proofing their tech stack and, of course, control. They own their core product, right? And aren't limited by a pre-built platform. The custom backend can be tailored to their specific processes.
It's about building the system they need, not like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, right?
Exactly.
But I'm eager to get into the specifics. The article mentions some really interesting examples of companies using this approach in some innovative ways.
Absolutely. Let's dive into those real-world applications.
Okay, first up is Oliver POS. Now, I'll be honest, I wasn't familiar with them before this.
Okay.
They provide point-of-sale solutions, and their approach, it really stood out.
Yeah, what's fascinating about Oliver POS is how they've, bridged the gap between online and physical retail experiences. They're part of this growing trend called omnichannel retail, where the customer journey is seamlessly integrated across all touch points.
The article mentioned they use WordPress for the front end of their POS system, which I gotta say seems a little unexpected. How does that work in a practical sense?
Well, remember that principle of separation of concerns.
Right.
They're likely using WordPress to manage product displays, customer-facing information, maybe even online ordering. But behind that user-friendly WordPress interface, their custom backend handles inventory management, transactions, integration with payment systems, all of that.
So a store owner gets like a user-friendly WordPress dashboard to manage their products, online presence, all that. And then this sophisticated backend system is, making sure everything runs smoothly behind the scenes.
Precisely. And for customers, it means a unified experience, whether they're, browsing online or in a brick and mortar store.
It's a great example of how this hybrid approach is, like blurring the lines between the digital and physical worlds.
Right.
Speaking of blurring lines, let's talk about the New York Times. Even they're utilizing WordPress.
It might seem surprising, but it makes perfect sense when you consider their needs.
Yeah.
They have a massive amount of content to manage articles, multimedia, archives, and they need a system that can handle that volume, you know, efficiently.
So WordPress becomes their, like, content powerhouse, but,
yeah,
but there's more to the story, right?
Absolutely. Behind that familiar WordPress interface is a sophisticated custom backend. It's handling subscriptions, personalized content delivery, targeted advertising, all those complex systems that power a modern media giant.
Wow.
You see the polished final product,
right,
but the back end is where the real magic happens.
It's like the engine room of a cruise ship. You don't see it, but you know, it's the what keeps everything running smoothly.
Yeah.
The New York Times example, it also kind of highlights how even these big established companies, they need to adapt, right? They need to embrace these new approaches to stay ahead in the digital landscape.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that innovation, you know, it isn't limited to just startups. Sometimes the biggest impact comes from finding new ways to leverage, you know, existing tools and technologies.
Now, speaking of established players, the article also mentioned Salesforce using this hybrid model. And given, you know, their CRM platform's complexity, it makes you wonder, like, why even use WordPress at all?
Well, it's about playing to each platform's strengths, right?
Right.
Salesforce's core strength is CRM, you know, managing sales, marketing, customer data, all of that. But for things like their marketing websites and blogs, WordPress offers a much more streamlined content management experience.
So their marketing teams can easily update content without needing to, like, involve developers for every little change.
Right.
And that frees up those developers to, like, you know, focus on that core CRM product.
Exactly. It's about efficiency and resource allocation. Plus, WordPress's vast ecosystem of plugins and themes, it offers, you know, design flexibility and added functionality without having to reinvent the wheel.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Okay, moving on to another company. I think a lot of us probably use ZocDoc. Finding out they use WordPress was a real surprise for me. I was like, really?
It just goes to show how versatile this this approach can be. Keep in mind, ZocDoc's, you know, core functionality, appointment booking, patient data, connecting with providers, all of that, that's all powered by their custom backend. But they leverage WordPress for things like their blog, you know, educational resources, potentially even some patient forms, things like that.
So similar to Salesforce, they're using WordPress for these, like, content-heavy areas where, you know, a user-friendly interface and easy management are really key.
Right.
It creates a smoother experience for, you know, both their internal teams and then the end users, right?
Yeah. Users might not even realize they've transitioned from, like, a custom-built section to a WordPress-powered one.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the beauty of a well-executed hybrid approach.
It's about creating that cohesive experience regardless of, you know, all the tech behind it.
Yeah.
Now, last but not least, we have Glassdoor, a site I frequent, I'll admit, for those company reviews and salary insights. Never would have guessed WordPress was in the mix.
Right. It's another great example of this approach applied in a content-rich environment. So Glassdoor's core functionality, you know, job postings, company reviews, salary data, that's all handled by their custom platform. But for, you know, content marketing, like their blog and career advice sections, they turn to WordPress.
So what's the advantage there? Like, why not just integrate those sections into their existing platform?
Again, it comes down to efficiency and focus, really.
Yeah.
Using WordPress allows their content teams to work well independently without having to rely on their core development team, who can then focus on, you know, those features that really make Glassdoor unique. You know, the job searching, the employer branding tools.
It's about empowering different teams to work effectively within their, you know, their areas of expertise.
Yeah, exactly.
We've covered a lot of ground here. The what, the why, the how of this whole hybrid approach. But
right.
Let's bring it back to our listeners for a second.
Okay.
What does all this mean for someone who's, you know, maybe thinking about starting their own business or just, you know, wants to kind of understand the tech landscape a little better?
It's a great question. And what I find, you know, most fascinating about this trend is that it represents this shift in how we think about web development.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer this either or choice between a fully custom solution or a, you know, a pre-built platform.
It's about finding that perfect blend,
right?
The sweet spot where you can leverage the strengths of both.
Exactly. For businesses, this means you can have a professional looking, easily manageable website powered by WordPress without, you know, sacrificing the power and flexibility of a custom backend.
So you're saying I could potentially like launch my dream business with a website that, you know, looks sleek, it's professional, but it doesn't require like a massive budget.
Right.
And it can still have all those unique functionalities that, you know, my business needs.
You got it. And as your business grows and your needs change, your platform can adapt right alongside you.
That's huge. It kind of levels the playing field for smaller businesses and entrepreneurs. It allows them to like compete with those, you know, bigger players without breaking the bank.
Absolutely. This hybrid approach is it's democratizing access to powerful technology.
Yeah.
But even if you're not, you know, starting a business, just understanding this trend is valuable.
It's like having a secret decoder ring for the internet. Yeah. You start to see how these complex systems are kind of put together. You recognize the strategy behind them.
Precisely. You become a more informed and discerning user of technology, which is crucial in today's, you know, digital landscape.
Absolutely. The article also touched on a few key advantages of this approach, specifically for businesses. One that stood out was streamlined content management.
Right.
You know, making it easy.
One of the biggest benefits of using WordPress for the front end is that it makes content management incredibly accessible, even for, you know, non-technical users. You don't need to be a coding whiz to, you know, update your website, add blog posts, create new pages, that sort of thing.
So no more like frantic calls to the IT department for every little change.
Exactly. WordPress offers this intuitive interface. It's easy to learn, regardless of, you know, your technical experience. And this empowers teams to be more, well, agile and responsive.
Yeah.
You know, get information out there quickly.
Which is essential in today's like fast-paced digital world.
Right.
The second advantage mentioned was the ability for developers to really focus on those core features.
Yeah, this is crucial. Instead of spending time on, you know, website maintenance or minor content updates, developers can focus on, you know, the innovative features that really differentiate a business, those unique functionalities that provide, you know, real value to customers.
It's about maximizing efficiency and resource allocation, right?
Yeah.
Let your developers focus on building the next big thing, not getting bogged down in website upkeep.
Precisely. It's a win-win situation for everyone involved. Developers get to work on, you know, challenging projects. Businesses get a more efficient and cost-effective solution. And users get a better overall experience.
Now, before we wrap up, I have one final, slightly mischievous thought I'd love to get your take on.
Okay, I'm always up for a bit of mischief. What are you thinking?
So the article, you know, it focused solely on businesses using this approach. But what about individuals?
Mm-hmm.
Could this hybrid model work for, like, personal websites or, you know, online projects? Like, give them a hidden power boost.
That's an intriguing question.
Yeah.
And it's one I think we'll see, you know, explored more in the coming years. The lines between, you know, personal and professional technology are constantly blurring.
So instead of just having like a beautiful online presence, our personal websites could become these powerhouse platforms.
Yeah.
Capable of much more than we might expect.
Imagine a world where your personal website not only showcases your portfolio or blog, but, you know, also manages your finances, tracks your fitness goals, maybe even, you know, automates aspects of your home, all with this user-friendly WordPress interface as the front door.
That sounds both amazing and a little intimidating. It makes you think about, you know, the possibilities, but maybe also some of the potential implications too, right?
Yeah.
But it's exciting to think that kind of power and customization could be, you know, right at our fingertips.
It speaks to, you know, the democratizing force of technology. As these tools and approaches become more accessible, it'll be fascinating to see how individuals leverage them to create these, you know, really personalized digital experiences. It's a whole new frontier of possibility.
My mind is buzzing with ideas. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me. This conversation has been really eye-opening.
The pleasure was all mine. There's nothing quite like exploring the evolving landscape of technology and imagining what the future holds.
And for our listeners, thanks for joining us on another deep dive. We hope you found this this exploration of, you know, WordPress's hidden depths as fascinating as we did. Be sure to check out our show notes for links to the article that sparked this whole conversation and, you know, other resources to kind of fuel your curiosity. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.